Amen. Hallelujah. Two groups of human beings on earth all came from one womb. If there must be separation, it is that separation that brought Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Some of you, you begin to cry for your mother, for your father, for your junior brother. Oh Lord, let him also save him. Let him save him. Nobody gets saved by your prayer. It's a mystery. Hallelujah. God has his provided way of saving the people on earth. It is by the preaching of the gospel. It is by them hearing something. They hear it, they turn it down. Your prayer can never save them. Now prayer save you. Why do you use prayer to save your mama? Maybe something you hear. Where did you hear it? In your ear. You didn't hear it in your ear. Everybody has ear. But not many people have the type of ear that hears that type of gospel. That type of gospel is not heard from this ear. It is heard from another ear. Inside. Hallelujah. Don't worry. When their time comes, God knows how to arrest every one of his children on earth. Hallelujah. You make your own calling and election. Sure. Yeah, burden of love will make you to be talking to them, to be praying, but please have this in the back of your mind. Hallelujah. That it is not a prayer that will save the world like that. It is by the preaching. Even after you finish your own prayer, God, to answer your prayer, will send a preacher to that person. There is something you will hear. Oh, that is the truth. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so, everybody like that, everybody in the world, the worldly people are talking love. Fine, yes, we should all love. But I'm telling you, there are different types of love. Oh, yes, there are different. It is that same love that constrains me to be speaking the way I speak. It's another type of love. Amen. You know, don't be hard on the people. Don't be harsh on them. Don't be hard. Then you will tell me how you will speak to somebody to save him when somebody you love in an express way. You know, no same motor trailer they come. Then in come one put leg enter. And you see the trailer just there. I don't know how you will tell him softly. Oh, brother. There's a trailer coming. Don't shout at him. Don't shout. Take it easy. Take it easy. If you love him, the love you have for him, you will not only shout, you will kick him. Push him away. So that he will not die. It is love. The Bible says, whom God loves, what does he do? It's another type of love. So you must understand love before you will know whether the person dealing with you is exercising love towards you or not. Praise God. I repeat that this world has serpent seeds and the seed of God that came through Adam, through Seth. And the lineage continues. Cain also has his own, and he's a seed of the serpent. He has his own children. But they mingle with us. That's why you must be born again. The first birth has been tampered with, has been corrupted with animal seed that makes even children of God to act like animals. That's why he said, in this farm, was it not good seed you planted? How come these other tares are among them? Should we go and uproot the tares And he said, let them all grow together, because when you'll be going to uproot the tares, you may also uproot the wheat. Why? Because some wheat will be influenced by tares, and they'll begin to act like tares. Wait, let me also use the blood and separate them. Let me get them born again. Let me clean them up, so that when you see them, you will know who they are. By their fruits, you will know them. Let them grow together till the end. And so, let them grow together till when? Till when? Till the end. And at the end, I will send my reapers. That is the parable from verse 24 of Matthew 13. I will send my reapers. They will bind the wheat one side and bind the tares one side. Let them grow together. And that is why the church of Jesus Christ is also, and that is where God is interested in. After he got his church, like he got Eve for the first Adam, the last Adam, Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross on Calvary, the same side like the first Adam, his wife was brought from this side after he was put to sleep. Jesus was put to death on the cross on Calvary, and from his side, something happened that produced you and me, his church. Hallelujah. And he is supposed to reproduce himself by the seed, incorruptible seed, of the spoken word. Hallelujah. And the early apostles, hallelujah, they were in that planting season, planting that seed. But Satan also raised up false preachers to go and also sow the same seed. Sow their own seed in the same farm. And Christianity today has two groups of people. There must be a separation. They are the ones, allow them all to grow together till end time. For the past 2,000 years, everybody carrying Bible, you think they are Christians, but God knows his own. It's not everyone that is carrying Bible that is of Christ. And worse still, Cain and Abel, they resemble themselves, they look alike. Everything, like a human being, everything. Hallelujah. The difference is only in their nature. But physically, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They look like that. In fact, I am sure, self, Cain will resemble Eve. He can't resemble Adam. Praise the Lord. He will remember, resemble him, mama. Hallelujah. I'm sure they were growing up. Brother, we are one. Brother, we are one. We are one. And they were all growing up together. Hallelujah. And all of them were speaking in tongues. All of them performing miracle signs and wonders. And all of them are casting out devils. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders taking place. Every day they pray and God answers. Hallelujah. Go and see them, they stand. They see them giving testimonies every time in such ministries. Hallelujah. God is saying he will send his reapers. It is a ministry for separation. And I told you the last time I spoke, that was where I ended, that as so many of us, we have come to an age now that, listen, I said it, those of you who are not here, listen to me again. I said that if we are sincere, there is nothing in the Bible, written in the Bible, that says a woman should not wear jewelry. There's nothing there. If you look, there is nothing in the Bible that says you should not drink alcohol. Show me the scripture. There's nothing like that. There's nothing in the Bible that says you should not smoke cigarettes. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. Now, there is, you cannot even speak it expressly as says a woman should not wear earring. You can't. You can't. Listen, I'm saying something that is deep. Now, the question is this. Now the question is this. The question is this. Why does God go to some sisters personally and tell them, don't wear a ring? Don't wear those neck chain, those nonsense people wear. Don't put attachment on your head. He will go to, in the same church, oh, in the same church, in the same group, in the same fellowship, oh, he will go to one, don't do like this. The other one is doing it, and he's not talking. Instead, the anointing is increasing. She's changing husband like a wardrobe, and nothing is happening. Why does it happen like that? If it doesn't matter, he wouldn't have gone to a sister to tell her, you don't do it. If it doesn't matter, does he have two standards? He has one standard. Why does he come to one and say, don't do it? There are some of you, you try what other people are trying, are doing, you will see what will happen to you. But others will do it and they will go free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is because whom he loves, he tests. That you are living a life of sin. You sleep from man to man, from woman to woman. You cheat, you rob, you steal, you do whatever you do, and you are prospering in your iniquity, and nothing is happening to you. David considered that at the prosperity of the wicked in Psalm 73. He was about to be stumbled until God opened his eyes to see their end. Their end has been determined already. Therefore, go on, enjoy yourself now, because where you go after this? He has concluded their matter. But there are some that he has destined. Predestined. Predestined. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Predestined. You say, hey, but if you talk to those people, they will also change. They will change if Cain was able to change. God knows. No need to waste time. Even if I appear and talk to them. That's what will happen. And that is why the Bible says something. In I think it's chapter 6 of Hebrew, verse 4. Let's read it. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away, the statement is, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Praise God. Now, the thing there is this. That's why I said that the voice of the seventh angel is a shout of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. It is the midnight cry of Matthew chapter, waiting. Chapter 25, verse 6. Hallelujah. That voice, the last time I spoke, I say is God's joker for this age. You say you know God. If you have God, you will identify God even in a madman. When a madman is talking to you and it is God using that madman to talk, there will be something inside of you that will acknowledge. Okay? And so, hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I told you something. Those of you who have taken time to listen to us in this ministry, that God works by his principles. Amen. God is not a God of action, but God of what? Say very loud. Reaction. Amen. Reaction. That is why you will have a need. Does God know you have a need? Eh? But if you don't pray, He will not give it to you. But He's holding your need in His hand. But there has to be something to make Him react and give you. One of it is prayer. For prosperity, manna will not fall from heaven. Prosperity does not come by prayer. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Don't go and say, Lord, prosper me. Oh, Lord, Father, don't let this year end without me. And then you go to the mountain. You fast, dry fast in 3 days. Pillar of fire just came back from the mountain in the morning. What are they praying? 3/4 of their prayer is, I must prosper. Now. Immediately you come down and God will tell you, I have answered your prayer, my daughter, my son. One of the ways He does it, and He has done it several times, and I'm aware of it, is that last money that you have, one poor man that you have never known will just appear. Brother, I never chopped since yesterday. Brother, help me with 1,000 naira if you can. And at the only 1,000, where you get me that? Amen. Do you know God? This is the time now. You see the joker. So God wants to let you know, say, now you they cause yourself not to prosper. You receive prophecy. My son, I have answered you on the mountain. My son, I will answer you. I will visit you very soon with prosperity. I will visit you. Hey, God said He will visit me. How He will visit you? Did He tell you how He will come? Okay, now He has come. And you don't know it. Before you know what? Amen. You are looking at the last 1,000 where I get Holy Ghost fire. Who send you come? Devourer. And yet He said, I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was naked, you clothed. He said, where did I meet you? He said, in as much as you've done it to the least of this, my brethren, you have done it to me. Somebody, can you show me Jesus here? Touch Jesus, make I see. Eh? That's Jesus. That is Jesus. Hallelujah. You didn't hear. The Bible says, he that stopped his cry. His ear. To the cry of the poor. He said, he himself will cry and will not be heard. So, that poor person that came is God's joker for you. There is the written word of God and there is the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. The church of Jesus Christ, among the 7 chamberlains, the first chamberlain is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a writing prophet. The church began with a writing prophet, and the church is going to close with a speaking prophet. How many people will recognize? That's why we say, go get the Holy Ghost. So that when God is speaking you, there's something inside of you to acknowledge it. You say you love Him. You love Him. You love God. Oh, I love you. Go to these churches that paint their face and wear trousers. Women wearing trousers and dressing naked. Come and see the way they talk and how much they love God. Oh, I love Him. Oh, they will not allow any poor man in their church to suffer. Oh, you show love. Show love. They take care of themselves. Oh, you will love to be among them. Oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He's my friend. He's my friend. I will never know. Oh, He's my friend. Oh, He's my friend. Oh, I love Him. And then you see, Hare Mama Satara Mama Soto. And tears are coming out of their eyes. Oh, man, they're worshiping God. Oh, wonderful service today. Wonderful service. Wonderful service. You love me, eh? Let me confirm to you that you don't love me nothing. Then God will look at something you cherish so much. Let me confirm whether you love me. Abraham,
take your son. Your only son. If you read it, he said, thy only son.
Go and offer him a burnt offering. That is, kill him. Put a fire. Do suya for me with your son. Hallelujah. Amen. If now you, your only son. Your only son. Clara, Lou, your only son. Take him and go and offer. Clara, be sincere. Holy Ghost fire. You're a false prophet. God cannot take back what he has given me. You will look for every scripture to counter it. Praise God. Therefore, listen, church. Amen. Therefore, what the ministry of William Branham came to do is, number one, is God's joker to prove to you that you don't love him with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your mind, as he said you should do. If there is anything that is too much for you to give, Apostle Paul looked at all his worldly achievements. For the excellency of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, he counted them as what? Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, look at you. We say we are going on street evangelism. You say you brought a car and you dedicated the car. Do you know the meaning of dedication? How many of you know the meaning of dedication? Eh? What's the meaning of dedication? Father, you gave it to me. I am offering it back to you. Do whatever you want to do with it, so that the enemy will not use it. You come and, you know, dedication is giving it back to God. Then you give it back to God at the altar, even with God to follow him. Then they say they want to go out for evangelism. You will leave that car at home and enter Okada and come. Which motor will you use to go now? The motor to use to go, God has given you. You drop it out. Do you love him? Then after, when that vehicle begins to break down, you escape accident 4 times, you begin to say, but I dedicated this car. Why? But I dedicated this car. Did you dedicate it? There are a lot of things we do just to fulfill all righteousness. You don't mean it. You don't mean that. You don't mean, especially in this church. I don't know other church, but this church where I know, I go talk confidently. People come to dedicate their children and they will bring nothing. Nothing before the Lord. Nothing. They will come and stand here, oh, waste our time. And the mother will say, and the father will say, people will celebrate birthday. You celebrated your birthday last week, come out, they will run out with nothing. Do you know God? You do things just to fulfill all righteousness. All righteousness. All righteousness. Nothing more. So God knows all the categories of people. Make a finish, make we close, John. God knows all of you. So that he will separate you. He brought that seventh angel voice. Pause, say the Lord. Spoken word. First and foremost, it didn't come out from the blues. Before he began to say those things, the better part of his ministry, he was not preaching those things. He was just preaching healing, deliverance, cross, everything. That's why all the denominations loved him. Oh, Brother Abraham. Oh, William Abraham. Oh, Reverend Abraham. Oh, Reverend, they offered it. They were money everywhere. Anything he needed, they gave him. Then, small time. It's like God telling him, make us tell you the camp people where they follow you. Now, first, he showed him
it showed the whole world the vindication of the pillar of fire. The supernatural manifestations around him. Why was he doing that? So that you will know he is God is with him. And he stood and he boasted. He said, I have given over 200,000 visions.